Anthropic's Claude 5.1 ignites debate and forces an AI skeptic reckoning. Anthropic's simultaneous release of Claude Fable 5.1 and Claude Mythos 5.1 dominated Hacker News overnight, drawing over 1,200 comments and a score of 1,279, a level of engagement that signaled the community was not merely curious but actively stress-testing the new models in real time. Fable 5.1 appears positioned as the reasoning-optimized variant suited to complex multi-step tasks, while Mythos 5.1 leans into longer context and creative synthesis. The naming convention itself drew notice. Anthropic has been moving toward mythological and literary references rather than the version number conventions most labs default to. The business context is significant. Anthropic has built strong enterprise adoption in legal, finance, and research workflows where reduced hallucination rates matter more than raw benchmark scores, and a 5.1 release signals the 5.x architecture still has room to run, a message aimed at both enterprise customers on multi-year contracts and an open-source community. Early practitioner reports in the thread were particularly impressed by Mythos 5.1 performance on long document synthesis, watching the capability gap closely. The timing was notable. OpenAI's path to Astra document, a public roadmap for frontier safeguards and critical capability milestones, was circulating on 8chan in the same news cycle, scoring 162 with 76 comments. The key question animating those comments was whether the stated safeguards are externally verifiable or require trusting the lab's own internal evaluations. A genuinely hard epistemic problem, as one commenter noted, since an AI system cannot be audited the way a financial statement can. Running parallel to the model releases, analyst Dan Liu published a systematic review on danliu.com asking how accurate prominent AI skeptic Ed Zitron's predictions have actually been. The post scored 738 with 811 comments, enormous engagement driven by a genuine empirical question. The community's assessment was mixed in instructive ways. Some of Zitron's predictions about specific product failures proved accurate, and his structural arguments about the difficulty of monetizing at scale held up in places. But his timeline predictions around enterprise adoption stalling have not aged well given actual revenue figures from Anthropic, OpenAI, and Microsoft's AI divisions. The deeper issue the thread wrestled with was what it even means to evaluate a prediction. One commenter drew a sharp line. The question is not whether any of the skeptics' claims were accurate, but whether the skeptics' framework generated better predictions than alternative frameworks. For capital allocators, fund managers, and CTOs deciding whether to deepen AI infrastructure investment, that distinction is decision relevant. The tentative community verdict on business fundamentals, more optimistic analysts have been closer to correct. On the risk of specific harms and oversold timelines, skeptics have contributed useful friction.